Number 123, an emigrant. I came to Moscow 5 years ago. I had to leave my native town where I'd been living for 45 years, since I was born. Maybe I should have left earlier, when the situation wasn't so hopeless. If I had been more adaptable, I wouldn't have left. Well, I've been in Moscow for 5 years. And I've been working for a travel agency for 3 years. But for fantastic luck, I wouldn't have found this job. No sooner had I come to Moscow than I was offered a position at a secondary school. I agreed immediately. I wish I had refused to get that job. If I had my way, I wouldn't have worked under such terrible circumstances. They weren't just children, they were a group of hooligans. Had I known this before, I wouldn't have agreed to work there. They always messed around, didn't pay attention to their teachers, and used bad language during the lessons. They left the classroom without asking for permission and came back without knocking on the door, and they never apologized for being late. They were worth punishing. It was awful. I couldn't stand it. I had been looking at these laughing, nasty faces for a year before I finally made the decision to quit. But I had to earn money. I tried many different jobs. I worked as a vendor, as a garbage man, and as an accountant. I was afraid of being fired. I led a terrible life. I wish I had been taught how to play the guitar as a child. I have a good ear for music, and I could have earned a lot of money if I sat in a metro and sang stupid songs. I thought I would have to spend several months looking for the right job, but then I managed to find a wonderful job in a travel agency. This job enables me to meet interesting people and be well off. To tell the truth, I haven't got used to living in Moscow so far. Moscow is known not to believe in tears, especially nowadays. Moscow is said to be the most expensive city in the world in terms of accommodations and food. Honestly speaking, I can't adapt to the new Moscow. It differs a lot from the Moscow of the 70s. I bet you aren't able to remember that Moscow. You can ask, what was so special about it? The capital had a certain charm. It was a hard-working city under construction. I watched Moscow being built. And now I'm living in here, and everything reminds me of my native town. If I had my way, I would go back there. I don't deny leaving my hometown out of fear for the future. And I'm grateful to my destiny for giving me the chance to find the right job. I don't regret leaving my homeland, but I'm sure to go back there sometime.